You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Taimanim Jews. Taimanim, or Yemenite Jews, are those Jews and their ancestors who lived in Yemen on the southern tip of the Arabian Peninsula. Nearly the entire Jewish population emigrated from Yemen between June 1949 and September 1950, during Operation Magic Carpet. Most of the emigres now live in Israel, while some live in the United States and other places around the world. There's only a small population of Taimanim left in Yemen. The immigration of the majority of Jews into Yemen appears to have taken place around the beginning of the 2nd century CE, where they enjoy prosperity until the 6th century CE. In the 5th century, the Himyarite king Abu Karib Asad Toban converted to Judaism while laying siege to Medina. His army marched north to battle the Aksumites, who had been in control of Yemen. The Aksumites were expelled from the region with the assistance of the Arabian Jews and their pagan allies. In 518 CE, the kingdom was taken over by yet another Jewish convert, Zara Yusuf, also known as Du Nuwas, who continued the war against the Aksumites. Jewish rule lasted until approximately 525 CE, when the Aksumites defeated and killed Zara Yusuf. During their reigns, the Jewish Yemenite kings did not force Judaism on their subjects, following the Talmudic view that one can be a righteous Gentile without the need to convert to Judaism. In the 7th century, Islamic caliphs began to exert control over the area. After the caliphate broke up, the former North Yemen came under the control of imams of various dynasties, usually of the Zaydi sect, who established a theocratic political structure that survived into modern times. As people of the book, the Taimanim were assured religious freedom in exchange for the jizya tax. Active Muslim persecution of the Taimanim did not begin in full force until the early 10th century, when the Shiite Zaydi clan seized power. The Taimanim were treated like pariahs, and the Zaydi enforced a statute known as the Orphan's Decree. Under this decree, the Zaydi state would forcibly convert Taimanim children whose parents died while they were minors to Islam. This decree was largely ignored under the Ottoman Empire, but was reinstituted by the Yemen government in 1922. There are two major centers of Taimanim life in Yemen, one in Aden and the other in Hadramaut. The Jews of Aden lived in and around the city, flourishing under the British protectorate. The Taimanim of Hadramaut lived in a more isolated life, and the community was unknown to the outside world until the early 20th century. The Taimanim numbered approximately 50,000 in the early 20th century, but now only number in the hundreds, residing mostly in Sa'ada and Rada'a. Immigration of the Taimanim from Yemen to the Palestine territory began in 1881 and continued almost uninterrupted until 1914. From 1881 through 1882, a few hundred Taimanim from Sana'a and nearby settlements immigrated to the Palestine territory. This was followed by other Taimanim continuing to move to the Palestine territory until 1914, with the majority of the Taimanim settling in Jerusalem and Jaffa. The wave of the Taimanim who immigrated to the Palestine territory from 1906 to 1914 settled mostly on moshavim, agricultural settlements. Through the work of the World Zionist Organization and their representatives Shmuel Yavneeli, and about 1,000 Taimanim immigrated to the Palestine territory between 1912 and 1914. In 1947, Arab Muslim rioters, assisted by the local police, carried out a pogrom in Aden, which led to the death of 82 Jews and the destruction of hundreds of Taimanim homes and businesses. In 1948, a blood libel, the unfounded accusation of ritual murder, led to looting in Aden by the Muslim population. In 1948, with the declaration of the independent state of Israel, many Taimanim immigrated to the newly formed state. between June 1949 and September 1950, Operation Magic Carpet airlifted most of Yemen's Jews, over 50,000 in all, from Yemen to Israel. A smaller continuous immigration continued until 1962, when a Yemeni civil war put an end to any further Tamanim immigration. There are three main groups of Tamanim, based on their traditions, regarding the works of Maimonides and Isaac Luria, also known as Ari. The Baladi generally follow the legal rulings of Maimonides as codified in the Mishnah Torah. Their liturgy was developed by the Maharitz in an attempt to break the deadlock between the followers of Maimonides and the followers of Isaac Luria. Baladis may or may not accept the Zohar and Kabbalah theologically, but in general will follow their ancestral traditions. The Rambamists are a subsect of the Baladi, who strictly follow the legal rulings of Maimonides as codified in the Mishnah Torah. They generally reject the Zohar and other mystical teachings of Isaac Luria. The Shami generally follow the legal rulings of both Maimonides as codified in the Mishnah Torah and Yosef Karo as codified in the Shulchan Aruch. Their liturgy follows the Sephardic tradition, though there do remain ancestral traditions included in their Siddur, their prayer book, and other customs such as Hebrew pronunciation. Shammai accept the Zohar theologically. Most Tamanim are considered to be Shammai. During a Tamanim wedding, the bride is bedecked with jewelry and wears traditional wedding clothes with gold threads woven into the fabric. The bride's elaborate headdress is decorated with flowers and rue leaves, which are believed to ward off evil. The bride's hands and feet are decorated in intricate designs with a cosmetic paste derived from the henna plant. Songs with lyrics that tell of friendship and love are sung in alternating Hebrew and Arabic as a central part of the 7-day wedding celebration. There are two main traditional pronunciations of Tamanim Hebrew that are considered by many scholars to be the most accurate form of Biblical Hebrew. All Hebrew letters of the Tamanim Hebrew dialect have a distinct sound except for the letters Samech and Sin. The Sana'ani Hebrew pronunciation used by the majority of the Tamanim contains the additional letters Gimel and Guf. Tamanim boys begin learning Hebrew at age 3. Hebrew traditionally was used primarily as liturgical and scholarly language. The oldest Tamanim manuscripts are those of the Tanakh, which is referred to as the Taj, which means crown. The oldest texts date from the 9th century, with each of them beginning with a Masoretic introduction, and many contain Arabic commentaries. In the 14th century, Nathaniel ben Isaiah wrote an Arabic commentary on the Tanakh. In the 15th century, Saadia ben David al-Adani authored commentaries on Vayikra, Leviticus, Bamidbar, Numbers, and Devarim, Deuteronomy, and a Midrash collection known as the Midrash Haggadol. Two other Midrash collections were also composed in the 15th century. Yahya Zechariah ben Solomon wrote a Midrash collection known as the Midrash HaChefes, and David al-Lawani composed Midrash al-Wajiz al-Mughni. In the larger Tamanim communities, boys were sent to the Ma'alamed at the age of 3 to begin their religious learning. They attend the school Sunday through Thursday from early dawn to sunset and until noon on Friday. Tamanim females were required to have a thorough knowledge of the laws pertaining to kashrut and taharat mishpacha, family purity. Other than the Kurdish Jews, the Tamanim are the only Jewish community that maintains the tradition of reading the Torah in the synagogue in both Hebrew and the Aramaic Targum. In the Tamanim tradition, each person called for an aliyah reads the Torah portion for himself. Children under the age of Bar Mitzvah, age 13, are often given the sixth aliyah. Each verse of the Torah is read in Hebrew and then followed by the Aramaic Targum, usually chanted by a child. Both the sixth aliyah and the Targum have a simplified melody, which is distinct from the general Torah melody used for the other Aliyot. Like other Jewish communities, Temanim chant different melodies for Torah, Haftarah, Megillah Echa, Lamentations, Megillah Esther, and Kohelet, Ecclesiastes. Unlike the Ashkenazi communities, the Temanim also have specified melodies for Mishle, Proverbs, and Tehillim, Psalms. The Temanim do not have chairs or benches in their synagogues. Instead, they sit on the floor in accordance with the teachings of Maimonides in his Mishnah Torah. This tradition also provides space for prostration, another ancient practice continued by some to this day during the supplication portion of the daily prayers. In some parts of Yemen, Minyanim would often meet in homes instead of having a separate building used as a synagogue. Today, there is still a small Temanim community in the town of Beit Harash, with a rabbi, a synagogue, and a mikveh. This community also has a boys' yeshiva and a girls' seminary, funded by the Satmar Hasidic organization. There is also a small enclave of Temanim in Reda, which hosts a yeshiva, funded by the Satmar Hasidic organization. The Yemen government attempts to convince the Temanim to remain in Yemen, but the anti-Jewish violence has only worsened. In 2008, in response to multiple violent attacks on the Temanim, including the murder of Rabbi Moshe Yaish Naharai, Yemen President Ali Abdullah Saleh planned to relocate the Temanim community members from the Amman district and the city of Raida to the capital Sana'a to join the 50 Jews who had already been relocated there. In Sana'a, the Temanim faced less danger of attack from the Muslims. In 2009, in response to the heightened threat to the Temanim, the United Jewish Communities, Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, United States State Department, and local Jewish federations worked to implement the evacuation of almost half the remaining Temanim population in Yemen. In February 2009, 10 Jews were secretly rescued and flown to Israel by the Jewish Agency for Israel. They were joined by 16 other Temanim who were flown secretly to Israel by the Jewish Agency for Israel in June 2009. On November 1, 2009, the Wall Street Journal reported that in June 2009, an estimated 350 Temanim were left in Yemen. By October 2009, 60 Temanim had been immigrated to the United States. Approximately 100 more wanted to move to the United States, 120 wanted to move to Israel, and 30 wanted to remain in Yemen. Thanks for listening, Temanim Jews. Shalom.